creating and rekindling memories. NHR.
Sammy Winnett, of course, and D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Find out exactly what that has to do with A Doll's House Part 2, which is being performed, as I said in the last hour, at the Lace Market Theatre, Tuesday the 30th to Saturday the 4th of May. And to tell us more about the production is the director, Mika Damola. Good morning, Mika. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Kev. How are you?
I'm not too bad at all. I'm looking forward to this because, I mean, I went to see A Doll's House, the Ibsen play.
Yep.
I think it was at the beginning of April. And I'd never seen the play that play before. So I didn't even know there was a part two. Now then, it's strange having a sequel to such a well-known play like A Doll's House, but not written by the original author. Of course, Ibsen wrote A Doll's House. But it's quite a rare occurrence, isn't it, to have a sequel written like that?
It is. Basically, the playwright chose between a number of... There are plenty of adaptations from the Norwegian into the English, and I think the playwright selected from a few and then decided they wanted to go and explain a little bit more about Nora and Nora's character, because yes, indeed, as people are aware of the first play, as it part one, which is a weird thing to say now. Yes, she does in fact leave, and as I know, with this takes place around sort of 15 years later, and we find out not only what's happened to Nora. More importantly, we find out why she comes back is the main key to the actual play, which I shall not reveal because it's a big spoiler, so we won't explain that. But there is a reason why she needs to feel the necessity to come back to Torvald and the family that she left behind. What then transpires is pretty much a sort of confrontation. More of a kind of conversation and a dissection of why she left. We find how Torvald is after 15 years of being, well, pretty much dumped, I think is the best way of putting it. And how you find out how everyone's has had to cope. You also actually get introduced to Emmy's now grown-up daughter. So after 15 years, little Emmy is now actually an adult, and she has her own reasons for discussing with her, well, with the mother she pretty much never knew. So it's a bit of a different animal to the first one. It is quite it is quite confrontational and fiery all the way through. And we have put a little note for those people who are not too fans of it. There is surprisingly a fair bit of strong language in the play. Seeing as this is not only a modern playwright adapting a sequel, this is a modern playwright adapting it in a modern way, but still retaining a 19th century setting, which does make it quite an interesting concept, to say the least. You get to see the best thing about it is that with the acting, with how it's written and the acting and stuff, I feel you get a far more three-dimensional view of Nora and Torvald. It's more well-rounded. And, yeah, I feel the audience is going to be somewhat surprised by what's on offer. It's 2 hours long, but then in that 2 hours, you've also got a 15-minute interval. An interval is probably needed for the audience. Because it is quite a full-on play with very naturalistic dialogue, so it does come at you quite quick. Nothing's lost, if that makes sense.
Yes.
But the dialogue and the I think best thing to put it, verbal sparring, is the best way of putting it.
Now
it comes out quite quick and fast. It's the way the actual set has been designed has been the idea of a boxing ring, because we kind of approached this that as we read the dialogue, it felt basically like two at certain times people actually sparring with each other verbally. So we have designed so the studio setting is done in thrust. We couldn't do it in round just because of health and safety, but we've done it in thrust. So audiences And we've done it in such a way that audience members will literally feel like they're in they're in the actual room where all of this takes place, like flies on the wall. So it's just become quite a claustrophobic and very intimate setting of how things are kicking off. So audience members will almost feel like they are there with the characters on a first-hand basis. Certainly in some, how can I put it, certainly in some seat settings, some people will actually feel like they're actually in the play, unwittingly. So
the you've mentioned the word thrust there. For people who know what in the round means, but when you use the word thrust, what does that mean? What can people expect from that?
A catwalk.
Okay, right, yeah, I know exactly what you mean now. So,
so you have audiences either side of the stage, yeah, and at the end of the stage, and then round would just be that complete the completion of that. It was originally done in thrust, so we have kept it as the same Broadway setting. There are a couple of changes to the dialogue because there was a couple of Americanisms which just felt a bit odd. So it's not really ruined any of the play at all. It's just a certain phrase or word which we didn't feel sat right with the rest of the thing and would work with an American audience, but obviously we've got a UK audience, so we've just slightly altered possibly two or three words, which, well, the audience wouldn't even realize that at all. We would, because we know that it's an Americanism which we didn't feel sat right, so we swapped it around. So otherwise, I think the audience is going to be in for quite a treat. It is a very roller coaster of a play, and name an emotion and the audience is going to get hit with it in some shape or form.
It sounds like it's going to be a great piece of theatre. And for people who came along to see A Doll's House, it's a completely different cast to that one a few weeks ago.
And It is a different cast for obvious reasons, because it's 15 years later.
Yep.
So we've got obviously Nora is now an adult. Well, I say she was an adult, but now is an older adult in their early 40s. Torvald is pretty much a character who's in their early 50s now, even though he was quite old to begin with. He's now older and, not to give too much away, he's possibly still less wiser, I think is probably the best thing. But the most interesting thing is that the small part of Anna Marie, who is the maid, now is a fully fledged character with dialogue that works. So we get to see it, which I think is interesting. We get to see Anna Marie's take on things as well, which was left sort of in the, oh, they're only the servants, so they get a small amount of dialogue. Whereas this one, the playwright's gone, no, let's see what the servant has to say about matters that happened as well. So that creates an interesting class-based dynamic. You name it, it's in there. Class, power, money, everything.
Yeah. With Anna Marie, of course, anybody who went to see A Doll's House will know that, as you said, she was sort of just in the background, popped in to do a couple of little lines and everything. So it's going to be great to actually hear and see a more fronted, if you like, Anna Marie as well.
Oh, absolutely. That's what you're going to get.
Tell us a little bit about the cast, because Nora is played by Laura Chambers, Emmy is played by Fiona Berman, James Whitby, who, I'll tell you what, I've seen the pictures that have been taken, and James looks so much older than he actually is. He's playing Torvald, and, of course, Sudra playing
Anna
Marie.
Yeah, that was the idea. So Nora is Laura Chambers, who has done quite a lot of professional work, both with this theatre and film and various other things. So she's playing Nora. Emmy is a first-time actor. In fact, to put it this way, he's a first-time actor over in the UK. So her actual name is Fiona Buben, and she has previously worked in Munich, as she is a German actress. So, and she's come over and she's doing this. So she's a young, up-and-coming actress this is her first thing over in the UK. James, indeed, has been made up to look somewhat older for the obvious reasons, and somewhat crankier, I think, his character is. and then, obviously, we have Sue Drew, who hasn't actually done anything for a while. They had a break, and they chose to make their return to the stage with this role. So which they had a look at and went, well, yes, I'd definitely like to have a go at this, because it's, this is, as I say, the main thing about this is we have really realised, well-rounded characters. It is a character-driven piece. The set is, it might be in the studio, but it is very, very sparse compared to most studio sets. So it is all about the dialogue and all about the reactions.
Great. So the, I mean, as we've said, it is part two. It's the follow-up to Doll's House. Now, I can't remember seeing anywhere at all where in such a short space of time there's been the original play and then the follow-up performed in the same theatre by the same theatre group. I mean, how rare is that to, you know, to have both?
It is
one and
it,
two?
It is very rare, but the artistic director for it, who is John Anthony, and the rest of the artistic team, they'd had a look at Doll's House, obviously went and wanted to put that on, and then one of the members of the team said, did you realise there's actually Doll's House Part 2? They had a look on it, they really liked it, and then John made the decision, how wonderful would it be if we just back-to-backed these stories? You're right, it's not been done, and they made the decision, let's back-to-back these stories. So with 10 days... Basically, when everyone's, we only have been 10 days since the last one ended, it's almost like, let's get a sequel straight out there. Because, you know, we are in an era where people like to binge.
I was so, just thinking that. It's the theatrical version of binge-watching.
It is. It is the theatrical version of binge-watching. You don't have to wait. You haven't had to wait too long to find out what happens next. So rather than go, oh, we'll do this next year, it's like, no, let's do this now and let's put it into the season, 10 days. So if anyone is to get... You know, people going, oh, wait a minute. Oh, well, let's go and have a look at this then.
Yes.
Picks up. It would be best described as sort of a pseudo sequel. So it's a sequel with also a treatment on how the playwright themselves has perceived the original production. So.
And while it's fresh in people's minds, they're going to go out and see it as well. And Ibsen wrote the perfect ending for somebody to come along to actually write the second bit. I mean, after the door has been slammed and she's marched off, who knows what could happen? Well, we'll find out. We will.
You will. And I think audiences will be quite surprised by the Nora that actually returns.
Well, I loved A Doll's House. As I said, I'd not seen it before, and I cannot wait to see what this play holds for us. Mika, where can people get tickets to come and see A Doll's House Part 2?
Tickets are available from the box office at Lace Market Theatre. They are available online. They can also drop into the Lace Market Theatre, which is on Halifax Place. Just to let you know that tickets are going very well. We know we've got shows that are already sold out. So if people do want to come into it, then please come along.
Get there quick, get those tickets.
And support. And also watch a very, very refreshing and interesting take on something.
Brilliant stuff. It's at the Lace Market Theatre. Tuesday, it starts this Tuesday. Tuesday the 30th of April. I can't believe we're at the end of April already.
And runs Tuesday the 30th to Saturday the 4th, with obviously a matinee included as well. So, but as I say, if people are wanting to see it, please get your tickets quickly.
Best way to do it, get it online. That way you know where you're sitting and you know you've got a ticket as well.
Well, the thing is, in the studio, there's no set seating.
Oh, of course there's not.
Get your tickets online.
Yes. Yeah.
Get your tickets online and get down to the theatre as soon as on, so you can get the prime seat, should we say.
Exactly. And we'll, because you mentioned earlier on, so depending on where you sit, depends on... Anyway, I'm not going to go there,
yeah.
But just get your seats. Come and see it. It's absolutely... It's going to be a great piece of theatre. Doll's House Part 2. It's at the Lace Market Theatre. 30th of April to Saturday the 4th of May. Mika, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about it. You've got me intrigued.
Problem.
You've got me intrigued. I cannot wait to see this now. So have a good rest of your Sunday. And we'll see you down there next week.
No problem. Will do. Thanks very much for this.
Cheers, Mika. Bye-bye.
Did you know that Nottingham Hospital Radio is a registered charity? As a result, we rely on people like you to donate to it. All our members are committed volunteers who run the service for the benefit and entertainment of the patients in the Queen's Medical Centre and City Hospitals. Research has shown that listening to hospital radio can positively benefit a patient's recovery. and we think it's a very worthwhile thing to do. Donating to NHR is easy and rewarding, so please log on to nhradio.org.uk and go to the donate page. That's nhradio.org.uk/donate. You'll be glad you did, and thank you.